Welcome to the Cosmic Current Podcast. Numerologist.com is your number one source for personalized readings, numerology reports, and weekly forecasts that decode the most remarkable and mystifying cosmic events ahead. Enjoy this edition of the Cosmic Current.
Hey everybody, I'm Nat from natsnumbers.com, and all of us are here on numerologist.com because we're curious, excited, maybe even desperate for understanding what is going on in the month of August 2017 according to numerology. So let's get right into it. When we're in a nine universal month, because eight is the month of August plus one of the universal year, you add them together, you get the overall energy. What happens is the wise old soul or the wise wizard is this archetype, this character that comes up and delivers to all of us opportunities to lighten the load, to clean the slate, to cleanse out and prepare for the amazing, by the way, amazing new beginning that's happening in September. A one universal month in a one universal year. What? Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. But here's the thing. If you don't know how to let go, as most of us don't, because we were never trained in how to let go, we never practiced that skill, then what happens is these opportunities for new beginnings end up being moments of old stuff coming up that brings you down, that makes you sad, that makes you feel fearful or afraid. And that the baggage that you've been carrying, instead of being lightened, actually feels heavier than ever. So I'm going to share one of the reasons that we all don't lighten the load, that we all don't cleanse and let ourselves have a new beginning, and how to fix it with a really, really fun and easy exercise. So I want to start off with an incredible secret that I got from an ancient story. And this was what helped me understand when I was working with my clients that have that nine superpower in their core chart, how to help them leverage this superpower of cleansing and completions. So it's the story of the phoenix rising from the ashes. So there was once this beautiful bird that lived in paradise. And this was a land that had no poverty, no disease, no death, no conflict whatsoever. But after 1,000 years, the bird started to feel the burden of its age. So it decided to fly to the mortal world. It flapped its wings long and hard. It flew over the vastest of oceans. It flew over jungles, the tallest mountain ranges, because it had decided to die. It collected sweet-smelling spices like cinnamon and clove, twigs and sticks, and it built a nest in the top of a very tall palm tree. And the bird waited there for dawn, where the sun sparked the nest afire and burned the bird alive. Its 1,000-year life ended. And there's silence. And there's nothingness. And then suddenly from the ashes, a new bird emerges. Oh gosh, and this bird is young. It's powerful. It's beautiful. Its feathers are the brightest of reds and yellows, the deepest of purples. And the phoenix, this new bird, then gathers the ashes of its old self, its predecessor, and it puts it into a sacred egg of myrrh, preciously. It flies to the city of the sun, where it deposits this egg on the altar of the sun god. This is the secret, right? The phoenix reveres who it once was. It collects its old self and holds it as sacred. What? Why in the world would the phoenix do that? Right? It doesn't make sense. But what it teaches us is that whatever you're trying to run away from, whatever you're trying to let go of, is actually the fuel for your new beginning. You don't have to be afraid of it. You don't have to be afraid of what happened. So if you have a shady past, who doesn't, by the way, what would happen if you actually honored it? If you loved on it, if you were thankful for it, if that old self that went through those hard times if you love that part of you, you love that part of your life, and you say, thank you for putting in your time. Thank you for teaching me what those feelings felt like, what it felt like to be misaligned, what it felt like not to honor my desires. How would that change the name of the game for you? If you can use your past as fuel for your new beginning, letting go becomes natural. It becomes instinctive. You don't have to have tons of stuff weighing you down because you're using it as fuel. So the ultimate truth here is that the only way you could get to what you want was by losing paradise. That's what the Phoenix is teaching us, right? Otherwise, if you hadn't experienced that conflict, that loss, that insecurity, that adversity, you would have been compliant. You would be agreeable. You'd be stagnant. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You wouldn't have woken up and been committed to your dream without it. No one ever gets to a soulmate relationship without experiencing a broken heart. No one ever gets to financial abundance without experiencing failure. No one ever gets to confidence and empowerment without experiencing self-doubt. To be a creator, you have to have something to burn. To have a new beginning, you have to have something to burn. So this month, create your own sacred egg. Write down what you've been holding on to. Write down what you've been dwelling on. Write down what you've been scared of about the past and why you're grateful for it. What did it teach you? How does its presence inform your new vision? How has it lit a fire underneath your butt for what it is that you do want, for what it is that does matter to you? Because the nine is here as this wise, wise old soul, this wise wizard that says, you can have what you want. Allow the fuel to be generated so that you can create it with more momentum and more passion and more inspiration as we step into September. I appreciate all of you so much, and I love reading your comments. So if you're brave enough, please comment below and let me know what your old baggage is and why you're grateful for it, what it taught you about what you want. I cannot wait to read everybody's sharing. And remember to subscribe to the numerologist.com channel so that you can be apprised of the next forecast that's going to be coming up in September. Big hugs to all of you, and I will talk with you very soon. Bye.
Thanks again for tuning in to this edition of The Cosmic Current. Hit subscribe for the latest forecasts and wisdom from our expert panel of numerologists, astrologers, and divination teachers from around the world. And for your own personal reading, just head to numerologist.com.